2:20, ready. The man sat quite still while the usual kind remarks were being made about him. Only his eyes moved as he looked at the people waiting in front of him, waiting for him to speak. He did not really hear what was being said about himself and his work. He had heard it all so often that there seemed nothing new to be said or to be heard. Then the man who had been speaking was given a great show of hands. He was not feeling particularly happy that afternoon, for he had been asking himself what good he had really been able to effect as the result of all his hard work. He was a big man, weighing some 16 stone, and he was strong. At any rate, he had been strong when he was young, but at the age of 60 he did not feel young any more, and he was perhaps not so strong as he once was. Yet, when he saw those hands and those interested faces before him, he knew that his work had not come to its end. There was still work to do, much work, and there was a great need for young men to come forward and help him to do it. He began to speak, and as his words reached the people waiting in front of him, he no longer thought of himself as a person who was young and strong, or old and weak. He knew himself as a person with work to do, with a need to show others that there was this work to do. He told the people about his work in far-off lands, in lands where the modern comforts of life did not exist, where in many cases those comforts were not even known to exist. He told them of his attempts to teach the little ones so that they would grow up with at least some kind of education. He told of his attempts to keep the people healthy and of his efforts to get them to grow the right kinds of food so that they would grow into strong people and the babies would not die in great numbers as they did at the time. And the people heard the words and were interested, and they gave a few pennies on the way out to help the good cause. But only one young man was waiting behind. Only one. One willing man was worth 100 who were not willing.